welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, we'll hear about the 16th annual Coral Gables Blues Fest, Uncorked, the Key Largo and Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival, Chef Norman Van Aken's A Word on Food, and our Broward Arts Calendar with Jody Horn-Leschinski.
Jack Frost gone and stolen all the flowers I would bring you. Ella doesn't know the lovely melodies I'd sing you. Satchmo couldn't even blow the love songs I would swing you. So I'm challenging you to take another chance on love.
Hometown favorite singer, songwriter, and musician, the award-winning Johnny Rogers returns to South Florida for three shows as part of the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center's Bring It Home Miami Cabaret Series. That's tonight and tomorrow. We recently caught up with the very busy Mr. Rogers, who is now touring the world for the U.S. State Department and as music director and pianist for Liza Minnelli. Well, Johnny Rogers, welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks for having me, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. I got to hear about your last year. Reading your itinerary, I got exhausted. Take us through the highlights.
One of the most rewarding things is we had a tour to Russia this past year, and that was an amazing experience. It was our first time in Russia, and we've been traveling for the last 5 years abroad, in conjunction with the U.S. State Department's Department of Culture and Educational Exchange. It's been a very rewarding process.
I'm sure. Well, you joined the great ranks of State Department musicians touring the world like Dizzy Gillespie and Count Basie. And, man, that program's been going on for decades.
Yeah, it started in the 50s with Dizzy and Dave Brubeck.
Right.
And Louis Armstrong. In fact, they call Louis Armstrong Ambassador Satch.
Now you are called the Ambassador of American Music. Bravo.
That's right. Thank you very much. Like I said, we've been traveling for the past 5 years. We've gone to a lot of different places, Southeast Asia and the Pacific Islands. We went to the Middle East and the surrounding territories, and recently Russia. Moscow. We went all over the Russian area, and I'm actually headed back there coming up soon, both to Malaysia and Russia. And it's really the most rewarding thing we get to do, because while we're over there, not only do we get to do concerts, we perform with the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, but we also get to do master classes with students and showcases for the embassy. And we're really blessed to have that support and to get to continue our work abroad, because music is a bridge, and we really feel like, you know, we had our reservations about going to the Middle East. There's always a concern about safety, but they took excellent care of us, and we were so well received, and the people were so warm. It's just an affirmation that humans are connected by this bridge of music, and music can really overcome any obstacles, and it's so apolitical. It's such an apolitical thing, and it just brings people together.
Sure.
In such a beautiful way. So I look forward to continuing our work abroad.
Well, you're the greatest gift we've got to the world in music, being such a great instrumentalist and singer and songwriter as well. I bet you picked up the balalaika.
Oh, let me hear your balalaika singing out. It's not the USSR anymore, but you know, the funny thing is they still love that song.
Well, I'm sure you're helping the world appreciate the United States much more these days with your wonderful presentations all over. And they will continue in 2014, I understand. Malaysia is coming up for you, huh?
Yes, amid the winter snow, 2014 seems to be blossoming into a beautiful new year. In February, I'll be headed back with the band to the Miri Music Festival in Sarawak, Malaysia, in South Borneo, which we haven't been that far south in Borneo yet, so we're looking forward to that. And we're also talking with the embassy, and hopefully we'll have some further programming as well. And then, right after that, I come back, do my laundry, repack, and head out to the Triumph of Jazz Festival in Moscow and St. Petersburg.
Wow.
I'm going to be singing with the Igor Bootman Jazz Orchestra, so that's going to be a real treat.
Let's give Mr. Bootman a plug. He will be with the Moscow Jazz Orchestra in Miramar at the beautiful Miramar Cultural Center Saturday, January 18th. But in March of 2014, you'll be back here on the East Coast, Pittsburgh, PA, for an AIDS Task Force fundraiser. Is that still on?
That's still on, and that's going to be a wonderful experience because we'll have the whole band, and we're actually adding a horn player. We've been blessed to have a wonderful relationship with the legendary Randy Brecker.
Wow.
He played on our first album, Box of Photographs, and he played on our current release, which is called Legends of American Music, Volume 1. And these are songs that we've taken overseas and shared as a part of the American Great American Songbook catalog.
Mm-hmm.
We've done our own arrangements on them, but they're great classics by Louis Armstrong, Elvis Presley, Ray Charles, Jerry Lee Lewis, Chet Baker, Sam Cooke, Bill Withers, and it's a collection that we're very proud of. So we're thrilled to be able to share this American music with people all over the globe.
Well, you know, great young vocalists such as yourself and so many others in jazz and blues, they are hoping to add to the Great American Songbook, the great tunes sung in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And it's nice that you want to put Elvis in there and Jerry Lee Lewis and Chet Baker and Bill Withers. I really appreciate that. And, you know, the book needs to be extended into contemporary times, does it not?
I believe it does. And you know, I recently moved from New York, where I lived for 13 years, down to Nashville about 6 months ago, and that has been a really eye-opening experience. I've been coming down here for the past 5 years, and I've met so many great songwriters, like Leslie Satcher, you know, top 10 country songwriters, and really, you know, it's about the song here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the song is the blood that keeps the music industry going. So, you know, we're trying to create new songs to hopefully be a part of that Great American Songbook. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a songbook that ends in, you know, the previous decades. It's an ongoing thing, and hopefully, you know, there are many great songwriters who are still penning great classics that will stand the test of time.
Sure. Some of the tunes on your latest release, Legends of American Music, Volume 1, are classics like Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek and Hoagy Carmichael's Georgia on My Mind. You slip in a few of your great compositions, your originals. You've got What a Wonderful World, Bob Teal, the great jazz producer with George David Weiss, and Let's Get Lost, a McHugh Lesser chestnut, Bring It On Home. So you're really extending the contemporary definition of Great American Songbook. Bravo, sir.
Thank you. And, you know, hopefully some of my originals will end up one day being classics.
I'm sure they will. We want to mention again, Johnny Rogers will be in performance tonight and tomorrow at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center's Cabaret Series. Tonight, 8:30 show. Saturday, 2 shows, 7:30 and 9:30. And for more info, go to smdcac.org or call 786-573-5300. The gorgeous South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center is located at 10950 Southwest 211th Street in Cutler Bay, and you have to go. It is a marvelous new performing arts center. And Johnny, it's so nice that you're taking part in their cabaret series. You are a cabaret award winner when you moved up to New York, fresh out of a school here in South Florida, and you're still picking up awards. And it is magnificent to have you back here for two dates in South Florida tonight and tomorrow. More info, of course, at JohnnyRogers.com. And before we wrap it up, tease me, if you will, about Volume 2 of Legends of American Music. What might we find in that upcoming release?
Oh, you know, like Santa, I never want to give away my gifts. it will be another collection of great songs. We continue to put together new arrangements of old classics and hopefully renew interest in them and introduce them to a whole new generation of music lovers.
Last question. Are you still working with Liza?
Absolutely. I recently did a South American tour with her as her musical director and pianist, and that was a thrill. I've toured with for 13 years, and there's a lot to be learned when you get to travel with an icon like that.
Wow.
Sit in the best seat in the house. And he always told me, give it 110% every time you go out on that stage, and surround yourself with people who are better than you. So I'm glad to have my my band. When I come down to South Florida, the great thing is I get to play with the greatest musicians in town and in some of the greatest musicians in the country. Chuck Bergeron will be on bass,
wow.
John Hart on drums. So we have a lot of the University of Miami faculty and just the top-notch players, and I love making music with them. They're great guys and wonderful musicians.
It's going to be a great show tonight and two great shows tomorrow. And Johnny Rogers, thank you so much for taking time out for us here on South Florida Arts Beat. Safe trips to you, my friend.
All right. Thanks again, Ed.
Once again, for more information, check out johnnyrogers.com or smdcac.org, or you can call 786-573-5300. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.
You took time to take another chance on love. Take another chance on love.
It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up later on the program, restaurateur and event producer Bobby Stokey brings the exciting news about Uncorked, the Key Largo and Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival. Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and our Broward Arts Calendar features Jody Horn-Leschinski. Now, we welcome back the man who has brought the blues to Coral Gables for the past 15 years. January 16th kicks off the 16th annual Coral Gables Blues Festival at the Fritz and Franz Beer House, featuring 11 days of music and 28 bands. Harold Neuweg, welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you very much, Ed. It's a real pleasure to be here with you again.
It's great to see you, and you look good and healthy, because you're going to need it, my friend. Presenting the 16th annual Coral Gables Blues Fest, January 16th through the 26th, a blues music marathon, 28 bands. I am flabbergasted. We'll get to the specifics, but to top it off, it's going to be free starting January 16th. Harold, this is amazing. You've been producing so many great events over the decades, and now you're at your 16th annual Coral Gables Blues Fest. When did you first start to enjoy or love the blues?
I really don't know when it started with me. I only remember I used to go to my cousin in Hamburg, and Hamburg had such a great music scene. I was, I guess, 11 years old. They had a beautiful music scene, and I saw a concert from Vince Weber, which is a boogie pianist. Mm-hmm. And I also saw another concert with Axel Zwingenberger, which was at that time, I think he was only 14 years old. He was an incredible piano player, boogie pianist. So I think with the boogie woogie, I got into the blues. Mm-hmm. And when I arrived in Miami in 1980, the first year, Jack Bacone is a good friend of ours.
Jack Bacone, yes. We remember Jack.
Rest in peace, Jack. He died last year, Thanksgiving. Really nice guy.
Right after the 100th anniversary, yeah, at Tobacco Road. We, yeah, miss Jack.
We miss Jack. He brought me to the King Mango Strut. In the King Mango Strut, on the flatbed, finishing the parade, was the Fleet Starbuck Blues Band.
Oh.
And I just had it. I said, this is the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life. So this is the start of, I would say, the blues scene in Miami. And then I always had a dream of opening a blues club, which, yeah, I actually did then in 1999 with,
yes,
Satchmo
did,
and the Gables.
Well, tell me about, you the know, one before that.
Well, we
the
did.
The Pronto,
oh,
Pub?
Yes, yes.
I remember.
The Pronto Pub. Yeah, it just slipped my mind. I opened exactly the Pronto Pub in the Coconut Grove. I opened it in 1988.
That was wonderful for right? Coconut Grove.
Yeah.
And you booked Fleet Starbucks.
We booked Fleet played halfway in the door and halfway on the outside, on the sidewalk, because it was such a small place. We had 25 seats.
It was a narrow, little hallway. And I remember Fleet playing on the bar at the end of the room.
Yeah.
No, as
it
well.
It was amazing. It was
you
really
brought
nice
the blues to Coconut Grove.
It was beautiful. I remember that. It was great. So when I moved to Coral Gables, then when I opened up the Mozartstube, which was in 1993, that's when we started with outdoors events. And we closed off the street and we started Oktoberfest. And Oktoberfest was great turnout. Mm-hmm. We had a great success with it. I said, let's do a blues festival.
Smart.
And we did one. And we booked the All-Nighters. We booked mm-hmm. Albert Castillo when he was still a kid. We booked... Roach Thompson played at that time, Piano Bob and the Snowman played. It was great. It was
but
really
then you
nice.
Started bringing bands out of Louisiana.
Yeah.
Kenny Neal.
Kenny, he was we did
super.
Great. We brought Lonnie Brooks down from
Lonnie
Chicago.
Brooks,
he came with his
Chicago.
Two sons, Wayne Brooks and Ronnie. It was great. And then, of course, we always try to book the best local talent. And Ed, it's so difficult because there's so many good musicians out there and so many good bands. And every year I have a problem with telling some bands, listen, I really have overbooked. And, and so when we started last year, the first annual Las Olas Blues Festival, right on the spot where the O'Hara used to be, I booked the second year right away and we started booking bands in September for next January Blues Festival on Las Olas. And then we found out from the company who owns the property, there's probably going to be construction happening in January.
Oh.
So they couldn't secure the land for us.
Mm-hmm.
So since we had already, I think I had about 10 bands booked already, I didn't want to cancel them. Because
sure.
I know how it is. I said, listen, let's move the second annual Las Olas Oktoberfest to Coral Gables and do 2 weekends instead of one.
I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted.
And I said, you know what? I hate to cancel bands. Once you make an agreement with the band, with musicians, you say, okay, finally we agreed on the terms and everything. And then you would have to call them back, cancel, because it's always a bad thing. So I said, let's try to do something unique. And I came up with the Blues Music Marathon, which it basically is. It's 11 days, 28 bands. And except for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, where we have only one band at night, we usually have 2, 3, or 4 bands.
That's working up to the big festival on January 16th. It starts. It's free. Bring your family.
It's a free admission.
It's on Beer House Beautiful Plaza, front plaza at Fritz and Friends, under the, what are those, canary date
beautiful,
palms or something?
Palms,
Just a gorgeous location.
And we're trying to get the city to rename the plaza to the Beer House Plaza.
I like that.
Course. Well, you know, we have a problem with the street also, Merrick Way. A lot of people confuse it with Merrick Park.
Oh, no, no,
so
no.
We lose them to Merrick Park. So I try to tell the city, please rename this to Satchmo Avenue, Satchmo Way.
There you go.
You know, bring a little bit of music culture to Coral Gables.
Just for the 10 days, the 11 days. Now, Fritz and Franz Beer House is located at 60 Merrick Way in Coral Gables. And it is a marvelous, marvelous location. So you can enjoy yourself inside if it rains, but it won't rain. Don't worry about that. 11 days, live music, imported beers, international food festival. Let's try to get through this incredible list, mostly featuring South Florida's finest blues musicians. Thursday the 16th. Harold, tell us who you have on tap.
The kickoff is my good friend Jeff Prine, featuring Rita Wilburn and Juanita Dixon, powerhouse of music. That's the first band from 6 to 8:30, followed by Miami's own Big City Band. Jack Looney, great guys.
Super band for many, many years, both bands.
On Friday, we continue with Mr. O and the Soul Edition.
Haven't heard of them.
He is Lawrence Odom. He lives up in Fort Lauderdale.
Ah.
Very good band. Followed by Junior Drinkwater, who has been part of a few festivals in the Gables.
He is superb. I'm glad he's still on the scene.
And he plays with Nick Trill now.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by another big band, we call it Soulphonic. So that's the Friday night lineup. Excellent. Saturday, the 18th of January, we start at noon. Lowdown 13 at 12:30. At 3 p.m., Sheba, the Mississippi Queen, and the Soul Kings.
Bless her. We love Sheba. She is still with us here in South Florida, and a great blues and rhythm and blues singer.
Of course, Miami's own Piano Bob. And he will play with Stan Street, who is flying in from Clarksdale, Mississippi.
Wow, talk about the blues.
Stan is also going to be the MC for the first weekend.
That's a great choice,
so
Harold. That's a great choice.
He's going to have his artwork out there. He's going to play with many other bands. This is going to be a great, great weekend.
And he's a great artist, too.
Yeah,
really.
He's really nice. I have a few paintings in for the hotel hanging. Really,
bravo.
Really nice place. Dave Shelley and Bluestone. I just saw him
super
again
group
at
McGuire's
a couple of weeks ago. Fantastic band. He, Charles, the bass player, just awesome. And followed by a band out of Chicago, Biscuit Miller and the Mix.
You're bringing down Chicago blues. That's
he
marvelous.
Actually, I think he also moved down to Florida now, but he plays a lot back in Chicago as well.
Wonderful. Sunday the 19th.
Funky Blue Roots is going to kick off Sunday brunch.
And that's at noon.
Followed by, out of Denver, Colorado, Mick Arnold and a Blade Full of Blues. And Mick Arnold, a lot of people don't know him down here, but he used to play with Muddy Waters.
Whoa.
He backed up the Temptations. He played with B.B. King. And his first guitar he made himself out of a gasoline can. You know, we used
incendiary.
We actually took Mick Arnold's picture in all our advertising, in the poster and postcard.
Wow.
If you see the billboard around town, it's on 836, you will see Mick Arnold up on the billboard.
Capping off Sunday the 19th at 6:30, Joel Da Silva and Midnight Howl, a superb South Florida band. What's up for Monday?
Monday night we have Lynn Noble and Rob Friedman band.
Great.
Tuesday, the All Nighters.
Super.
On Wednesday, Transition Blues Band.
Yes.
Thursday, we have rock chef Johnny Charles Blues Cuisine. He will be cooking on stage while he plays harmonica.
And South Florida's premier rockabilly band,
the 18 Wheelers.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, I love it. Friday, we start with Deck 52, happy hour at 6 p.m., followed by one of South Florida's best band, Ico Ico.
I got to tell you, we love Ico Ico. Long live Graham Drought and band.
Long. Saturday, we have Eric Austin from noon to 4:30 p.m. Then we have Wade Baker Group. He's out of Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee. At 7:30, we have Joey Gilmer Blues Band, also a
the grandpapa of South Florida blues, national treasure.
And from 9 to 11 p.m., the Betty Fox Band from the East Coast.
Mm-mm-mm.
On Sunday, we finished up with the Liz Sharp Blues Band at noon, Bobby Nathan Blues Band at 3:30 p.m., and Sean Chambers from 6 to 8 p.m. will close the Blues Marathon in Coral Gables.
I'm exhausted, and it's free, Harold.
It's free admission.
Bless you for giving this wonderful 16th annual Coral Gables Blues Fest to all of us blues lovers here in South Florida. Once again, January 16th through the 26th. Websites, Beerhouse, B-I-E-R-H-A-U-S, blues.com, and CoralGablesBluesFest.com. You can also call 305-774-1883. Fritz and Franz Beer House, located at 60 Merrick Way in Coral Gables. Harold, thank you so much for coming on South Florida Arts Beat, and thank you for continuing to make great musical presentations for us, as well as your marvelous cuisine here in South Florida.
Ed, thank you very much, and big thank yous out to all our sponsors who helped to put this event together. Ed, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment. It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on our program, Chef Norman Van Aken prepares a word on food, and our Broward Arts Calendar features Jody Horn-Leschinski. 10 days of wine tasting, delicious food, cooking demonstrations, celebrity chefs, music, and art, combined with beautiful sunsets and exciting tourist attractions at the annual Uncorked Key Largo and Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival starting Thursday, January 9th. Co-founder and co-producer Bobby Stokey brings us all of the details. Mr. Bobby Stokey, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Hey, how you doing?
All is well up here. Let's start here. You and your family have a long history as restaurateurs all throughout South Florida. You are currently the owner of Marker 88, Sundowners, Señor Frijoles, Ballyhoo's, Sonny's Barbecue, among other restaurants. And you must have started in the restaurant business at a very early age.
We've been in the restaurant business since about 1981, and my parents got in the restaurant business back then. And I remember my brother and I, you know, washing dishes, and we were like 15 years old at the time, you know, 14, 15, and we've been doing it ever since. And it's been a great ride, a lot of fun.
Well, you're working within a magnificent area, of course, the wonderful Florida Keys. So you're working all the time with marvelous fresh seafood. And tell us about your seafood there.
I think that's obviously one of the advantages to restaurants have really in the Keys is that we just have so much fresh seafood. And, you know, I kind of have a saying that if you have fish that was caught a few days ago, I mean, it's not fresh. Fresh fish is fish that's caught that day. And that's things that we have in the Keys. You know, we literally, a bunch of restaurants down here have multiple deliveries on multiple days, meaning, like, it's not uncommon for us to have delivery of fish 2 to 3 times a day.
Wow. So do you have your own fishing boats that go out and bring it back at the end of the day?
We don't have our own fishing boats. Obviously, there's quite a bit of rules and regulations for fishing day that make that kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Our places, you know, a few places that do it, but with the help of all the fisheries down here, Key Largo Fisheries, the commercial fisheries, they understand how important getting fresh fish right to the restaurants is, and that's what they're going to do. And so literally in the morning, I'll call them, like, I need yellowtail for today. And they're like, no problem. We have yellowtail boat coming in this afternoon. We'll have it to you by 2 o'clock.
I love that hogfish snapper. My gosh. Now, you are a member of the Upper Keys Business Group. Tell us what that's about.
The Upper Keys Business Group was created to foster business and growth in the Upper Keys. It was kind of started during the recession, but we really wanted to make sure that we had a couple of signature events, some reason for people to come down to Key Largo and experience Key Largo the way we experience it, like as locals. So that was the idea for the group, and then that's pretty much what we've done today. And right now, UKBG has two major events. We have the Key Largo Conquer Public Days, and we also have the Uncork, the Key Largo and Alamada Food and Wine Festival.
Now, this year, that's going to be a 10-day gastronomic extravaganza, as you all say, and a true taste of the Keys. So all of that great local fish, and will you even serve the unusual lionfish?
You know, I'm sure that some lionfish will sneak its way into the festival. It really has become kind of a local delicacy down here. And, you know, one of the issues with lionfish, there's no, like, great commercial. It's a byproduct catch. So lionfish are something that we have readily available and fresh during, for example, lobster season, because they catch the lionfish in the lobster traps kind of by accident. But literally, it has become such a commodity down here that the fisheries are almost always sold out of it. You know, as soon as they get it, it goes that fast.
Well, this year's dates are January 9th through the 18th for the Uncorked Key Largo and Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival. So let's start, Bobby, talking about some of your many events. Let's start with Thursday the 9th.
Yeah, on Thursday the 9th, you know, I always look at the calendar and look for the events that I think are really the most interesting. And I think that the event on Thursday night from Island Grill, from Dock to the Plate, featuring fresh hogfish, that's definitely one of the events I would look at. Island Grill is at mile marker 85.5 Oceanside. So from Miami International Airport, that would take you about an hour and 15 minutes to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great event. Going on to the 10th, Key Largo Fisheries. Again, that's one of the places we get all this great fish and seafood from. They have Lobster Fest, and they do an amazing job with this event. They have lobster every which way, music, wine. It's a lot of fun. It's really cool to go there. There are lobster traps piled up there. There's fishermen are bringing in fish. Really interesting experience at Key Largo Fisheries on that day. On Saturday the 11th, we have a local chocolatier called Key Largo Chocolates, and they have a junior chocolatier class. It's for kids, basically from 10:30 till noon. A really cool, fun thing to do for kids, and I know that my niece and nephew have gone to it. It's one of their favorite things to do.
Well, that's an important point. The Uncorked Key Largo Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival is quite a family affair, is it not?
Yeah, we have something kind of for everyone. You know, the same thing. We have dinners that are relatively fine dining and a gourmet and a little bit higher ticket to things that are very inexpensive. In fact, on Wednesday the 15th, jumping ahead in the calendar a little, for example, we have bubbles and burgers at Snappers. So they're mixing champagne with Gourmet Burgers and the chef over there. He's really been doing a lot of really unique, great things recently for our area. I definitely recommend that event.
Champagne for the folks and burgers for the kids.
Exactly.
Well, let's go back to, we left off with Saturday the 11th and the Key Largo Chocolatiers. That sounds magnificent. What's happening Sunday the 12th?
Well, we have Key Largo Conch House. They have breakfast like lobster benedict, things like that. They pair those things up with champagne. We also have on Sunday in the afternoon, we have Celebrity Chop. This is a charity event for the Uncorked Key Largo and Alameda Food and Wine Festival. And basically what we do with Celebrity Chop is we pick four local sort of celebrities, people that are well-known around town. We take those guys, once we get them, we ask them to find four local chefs that they can pair up with. And then once they get the local chefs, then, of course, we come down to Marguerite on Sunday the 12th, and they have to produce gourmet meals from ridiculous food items. You know, we're talking about ramen noodles and Coca-Cola, you know, and scallops, for example, and say, what can you produce with this? And then it works basically the same way Chop the TV show does.
Yeah.
The cool thing about this is it is, like I said, a fundraiser, a charity event. And for the winner, we give $500 to the charity of choice for the winner. So it's a great event. It's super fun. The people have a great time with it. And everybody's vying for that top place. Trust me.
Monday the 13th, what's your key event?
On Monday the 13th, and this is really interesting, the Alameda Moose Lodge, mile marker 81.5. Except that we're going to say Moose Lodges are not famous for their cooking, but what these guys do is they literally go all out, and it is one of the most well-attended, best events of the whole entire festival. That's Monday the 13th down at the Alameda Moose Lodge, mile marker 81.5, and it's going to be a four-course meal. It's going to be off the chain.
Is that where they have the quarter beers?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
It's a great event.
Tuesday the 14th, what do we look for?
Kayo, anything they do at Kayo is always great. And they have a flight of sushi and sake experience from 5 to 10 that night. And they do a great job. It's owned by the Rich family, the people, same people that bring you the richest topping. And they literally, for these events, they go all out. And their fish, besides the fact that it's obviously super fresh down here, but they specifically only buy absolutely the best fish for their sushi and for these pairings.
All righty, let's move on to Thursday the 16th.
Thursday the 16th, Lazy Days. That's at mile marker 80 on the ocean side. And I picked a couple restaurants today out of this list. They're all from Alameda. But Lazy Days is one of the most popular restaurants in the Keys right now. And they're having a Mexican fiesta. And they have an amazing, amazing view from Lazy Days, looking out over Alligator Reef Lighthouse. So, A, the view's worth going there for. B, it's owned by Mexicans, and they're having a Mexican fiesta. So, you know, you can't beat that. And I'm sure that it's going to include a bunch of seafood as well and margaritas. So that's a great event. Also on that same day, Ballyhoo's in Key Largo is having a chef's dinner from 7 p.m. I'm going to be cooking there on that night. So that's why I thought I needed to mention that one as well.
Of course. Friday the 17th, I see that you've incorporated a murder mystery dinner. How unusual.
Yeah. This is a great event. The key players come in, and they're our local theatrical group. And they produce a murder mystery, and you get it paired up with, again, it's a gourmet Mexican dinner. I know that we just mentioned the Lazy Days Mexican dinner, but I'm sure the food will be different. But a lot of fun, really a cool event. And because of the murder mystery, it gives you something else to do while you're eating and enjoying great wines.
Also, I see a fabulous three-course gourmet dinner at your own Marker 88, an excellent restaurant in the Keys. How about the Grand Tasting on Saturday the 18th?
The Grand Tasting on Saturday the 18th. This is the second year that we have done this Grand Tasting at the Postcard Inn in Alameda. And let me tell you, the view, the location, you just couldn't get any better. It is situated on a piece of land, and if you can picture this, you know, and you're sort of looking to the south. So on your left is the Atlantic Ocean. And on your right is the marina for the Holiday Inn, the Postcard Inn's Holiday Isle.
Mm-hmm.
Mile marker 84 in Alameda. The space is beautiful. We get restaurants from all over the Keys to come. They set up. You get to try tons of food. Wineries from all over the world are going to be there. It is a really, really cool, fun, casual event. It runs from 11 to 4. On Saturday the 18th, and it's at the Postcard Inn in Alameda, formerly known as Holiday Isle.
Tickets are available online at Key Largo Food and Wine Festival.com. And you can also call 305-394-3736. All of the information is on the website, once again, at Key Largo Food and Wine Festival.com. Well, Mr. Bobby Stokey, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day and running all those wonderful restaurants down in the Keys and helping to co-found and co-produce Uncorked, it's called this year, the Key Largo and Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival. All the great luck to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Ed. You guys have a great day.
We'll be back with more South Florida Arts Beat in just a moment.
Just like they did in Key Largo. We had it all.
We had all.
Just like Bogey and McCall.
Playing now through January 19th, Mad Cat Theater presents Mixtape 2, Umma Gumma Forza Zuma, the brainchild of Mad Cat's artistic director Paul Tay. Mixtape 2 features multiple local artists and familiar faces, and is an accumulation of new works fashioned under the strain of metamorphosis. Tickets and info at madcattheater.org, and playing at the Mad Cat's home at the Sandbox at the Miami Theater Center, 9816 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Miami Shores.
For far too long.
The Broward Center for the Performing Arts presents folk rock pioneer Tom Rush Sunday, January 12th. From his early days at Club 47 through 16 albums to his sold-out Club 47 concert series, Rush is known for written songs filled with healthy doses of both folk and blues influences. As Exclaim magazine declares, never miss a chance to see Tom Rush live. He's got that rare, one-of-a-kind quality that makes you realize you've seen somebody who really matters. Tickets at 954-462-0222 or browardcenter.org.
Once a month, our South Florida Arts Beat program features a live musical performance featuring South Florida artists. And every week, we bring you important news on the arts in our region. We're WLRN. That's just one way we're serving South Florida.
Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Ed Bell with you. And now, Chef Norman Van Aken gives us a word on food.
I want the fram-fram sauce with the arse and fame, with shafafa on the side. Shoo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is chillow. A play of light mesmerized me as I lay in bed, savoring the last moments of an unmoored consciousness. I allowed my mind to wander as I simply enjoyed the light show and worked on understanding where it was coming from and how it was working. The process of cooking is nearly identical for me. The analyst in me came to realize that the fluttering sequences of light and shadow dancing on the unadorned wall placed me in the room that once was my son's. The light of the early morning sun, punctuated by the rhythm of the ceiling fan, sought to keep me lulled and sleeping longer. Curiosity escorted me from my warm repose, and I entered the day. I wondered, what would Key West show me, give to me, have me taste today? The weather was cool, by this island's standards. A breeze pushed noisily through the leaves of various trees along the canal where our home stands. As usual, I was the first awake. I savor the quiet time, treasuring the first coffee and my mind's satori-seeking path. I pulled on a light sweatshirt and submitted to our dog's excitement to do a little wandering of his own. The morning's spell might be broken, I realized, but life always intrudes. With me, it is often due to hunger. And the only known antidote begins with cooking. I had not gotten the pooch out the door before I wondered if the fish house would be open yet on Stock Island. I wanted to make an old-time dish we had been discussing after dinner last night. It is a dish known by the melodically named chillow. All along coastal Florida, up along the sea towns of Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia, the cooking is very often in rapt dialogue with what the fishermen bring in. The hands of history are not quick to leave these tradition-loyal folk. Languages and dialects are kept alive in the foodways of this place, especially along the docks and in the kitchens of cooks who spend more time with hooks than books or TV's showy chefs. Chillow is just such a word and just such a dish. The crab fishermen are whom I'm hoping to have found luck with their catch last night. whether using their nets to scoop them up or out wading in the shallow grass flats using their strings and chicken necks to entice the crabs from creeks in the backcountry is all fine to me. I just need them fresh and kicking to make the best chilao. I will also need a host of other ingredients. Chilao is a stew, and like many stews, has a list of things to procure first. But they are logical and have an order, usually. That is, until you get to the part of the recipe that says something like, and then add in cooked spaghetti pasta. And you wonder, where the heck did that tradition begin? Let's get back to that in a minute. My theory is that the word chilao is a corruption of the word enchilada or enchilado. The Spanish version of this dish is completely different than the Mexican enchilada. But if you think about how a word as simple as bed can be construed in various ways, you should be flexible with a word like this one. The Spanish composition that came through a few generations features ingredients any sauce Creole maker would be familiar with. Onions, bell peppers, garlic, spices, herbs, wine, tomatoes, and stock, finished with plenty of sweet crab, are common. We add in olives, which are Spanish to the core. Many stews call for potatoes. Chilao does not. But a starch is good to fill the belly, and I think that spaghetti is an adaptation from the Spanish noodles called fideo. But that is another show. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Norman Van Aken is the author of My Key West and is also the director of restaurants for the Miami Culinary Institute and Tuyo in downtown Miami. Please tune in tomorrow morning at 8:34 on Weekend Edition to hear Mojos. And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And today we welcome back Jody Horn-Leschinski, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division. Jody, it's been a great holiday season. What's on the agenda for Broward County?
Well, I am so excited to announce that Broward Cultural Division was recommended for a $25,000 Community Arts Journalism Grant from the National Endowment for the Arts.
Great.
And this is going to support the Broward Arts Journalism Alliance program, and this will develop our local arts coverage and criticism efforts. In addition, the grant will fund a specialized training series on arts journalism, the expansion of the Broward Cultural Division's online magazine, Cultural Quarterly, and the development of new content for artscalendar.com. Broward Cultural Division is so pleased that Broward County resident Andrew J. Weinstein, Esquire, was recently appointed to the President's Council on the Arts and Humanities. Andrew Weinstein, who is a managing partner at Weinstein Law Firm, was listed among the legal elite by Florida Trend Magazine. Created in 1982 under President Reagan, the President's Council on the Arts and Humanities is an advisory committee to the White House on cultural issues and works directly with the National Endowment for the Arts, the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the Institute of Museum and Library Services. While we're on the grants topic, there are four Broward County recipients of the 2013 Night Arts Challenge. The Puppet Network received $40,000 to expand their Day of the Dead celebration. The Miramar Cultural Trust received $12,000 for Art Speaks, their conversation series. Dr. Joey Bargston, Associate Professor of Interactive Media at FAU Davie, received $2,500 for his multimedia opera, Melancholia Land, expected to make its world premiere in 2014. And the Upper Room Art Gallery received $30,000 to present an event which celebrates the craft of Florida's dugout canoes. Okay, so there's a lot of events coming up this weekend, Ed. If you're interested in dance, you can continue to celebrate the holidays with the Miami City Ballet's The Nutcracker at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. Like a Broadway spectacular, Miami City Ballet's production of the famed George Balanchine's The Nutcracker has it all, a cast of more than 100, glorious sets and costumes, magical special effects, beautiful music, and exceptional dancing by international stars. The historic Stranahan House Museum presents Children's Story Hour. Bring the kids and splash into a story with Queen Bidgood for Bubble Bath Day on Saturday at 10 a.m. and plan to attend one Saturday each month for a different character and story adventure. After the overwhelming success of the Postcards program last season, the South Florida Chamber Ensemble Woodwind Quintet returns for another collaboration with a local artist. This season's Postcards program features art by Ilya Haber and music by Ravel, Debussy, Rossini, Dvorak, and Malcolm Arnold on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Emma Lou Olson Civic Center in Pompano. This is the final weekend to explore the traveling exhibit, Dinosaurs in Motion, at the Museum of Discovery and Science, where the entire family will enjoy dinosaur-themed activities. Make a shark tooth necklace, be a paleontologist, and I know you like that, Ed.
Oh, yeah.
And use tools of the trade to uncover fossilized bones in the dig pit, and so much more. Forbidden Broadway, Alive and Kicking, is back and bigger than ever. This fall-down, funny, award-winning musical ensemble features uproarious song parodies, outrageous costumes, and dead-on impressions from the latest Broadway shows on Saturday at 3 and 8 p.m. at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. Explore the great days of rail travel on the Florida East Coast at an exhibition and program series highlighting the history of passenger train service by the Florida East Coast Railway, now through March 31st. The exhibit and programs are held at the Broward County Library's BNS Museum of the Modern Book, located on the sixth floor, the main library. Broward Stage Door Theater presents 9 to 5, the musical, now through January 19th, in Theater 1. On Saturday, enjoy the 5th annual Lovewell Alumni Songbook Concert on the lovely Nova Southeastern University main campus. There will also be the release of a surprise project, guest appearances, and a wonderful after party. Coral Springs Center for the Arts welcomes the Rudolf Nureyev State Ballet Theater's production of The Sleeping Beauty, a ballet in three acts, on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. This company of 60 distinguished dancers has showcased the unparalleled art of Russian ballet to countries throughout the world. The Miramar Cultural Center Arts Park's Anson Family Art Gallery presents Renaissance, the works of Philippe Dodard, through January 25th. Dodard has expanded on tradition to create a fresh Haitian sophistication and contemporary aesthetic that are uniquely his own. The Las Solas Art Fair takes place this weekend between Southeast 6th Avenue and Southeast 11th Avenue in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Artists display line both sides of the street, featuring bold and vibrant paintings, contemporary and whimsical art, life-size sculptures, photography, and jewelry, all original works of art. If you would like more detailed cultural event information, please visit artscalendar.com, Broward County's complete guide to the arts. Never miss a thing. Get there.
And we thank Jody Horn-Lashinsky, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division, for listing all of those events and more on their website. Great weekend to you, Jody.
Thank you, and to you too.
We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. Tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks today to our technical director, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Norman Van Aken and Jody Horn-Lashinsky. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.